from the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Stephanie Paulson, Manager of Digital Marketing. I joined the benefit companies in 2017, and I shape the words, phrases, and images that represent the benefit companies.
And I'm Roger Furstenow, Human Capital Management Consultant, subject matter expert in personal and business insurance, member of the marketing team, and networking nerd. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. Thanks for listening. Everyone has heard the phrase, gaining the freshman 15, referring to the first year of college, the late nights of parent-free binging on pizza and fast food after a night out or a long day of studying, the high-calorie foods always available in the all-night snack bars on campus, or the syrupy coffee beverages indulging, you know, 2-3 times a day to keep you going. And those first-year pounds just happen. By late winter, everyone is beginning to realize just what all that freedom has done. And you start cracking down your eating behavior, because summer is coming.
Now, last March, with the advent of COVID and the quarantine that followed, everyone retreated back to their houses. Summer was spent in the convenience and relative obscurity of our homes, and we didn't have to see anyone. We had the perfect storm going of stress, worry, constant access to a full refrigerator and a pantry, and all day and night to be in them. We worked from home, we did Zoom meetings, and we didn't even have to wear real pants for the meeting if we didn't want to, because nobody saw them anyway.
Now it's time to own up to our behaviors, our food choices, and be back in the office, because summer is coming. While it sounds very much like an episode of Game of Thrones, it is true.
So we looked around our office here. Some of us, me included, fell to those early bad behaviors, and others took that home confinement as a sign to make some really positive changes. And where did you fall on the behavior spectrum? One big change we noticed with everyone coming back was the demand for some healthier office snacks. Wait, did I just say healthy? Yeah, I did.
Here are some interesting statistics. 61% of American adults reported undesired weight gain during quarantine, according to an American Psychological Association survey. According to their survey, the Stress in America report, more than 42% revealed they gained 29 pounds on average, with 1 in 10 saying they gained more than 50 pounds. Wow.
So what's going on in our office? Well, it seems while some of us may have gained a few early on, others of us decided it was time to take back control of our behaviors and watch what we ate. A bunch of us have gotten into keto and low-carb culture and have lost some weight.
It's inspiring, and it's actually gotten us to change up some of our usual snack behaviors in the office. Now, we've always had our CEO, Kurt, supplying us with healthy snacks. He's known for bringing in baskets of fruit all year long. Bananas, apples, grapes, pears, you name it. With our more northern office being in Plymouth, Wisconsin, we often stop at a favorite cheese factory for some interesting and amazing string cheese and cheese curds. All healthy, right? Absolutely. But then there is also the steady supply of some pretty fantastic local bakeries, Kringles, donuts, muffins, and the occasional bagels.
So with these new people in the office on the low-carb and keto diets, we've also added some requests for keto and low-carb friendly snacks. I actually love to bake, and I'm one of the low-carbers, and I've been trying to add to our birthday and meeting treats with some sugar-free, low-carb alternatives, brownies, cookies, and I even did a sugar-free almond flour lemon cake with sugar-free raspberry jam and lemon buttercream icing.
We've had some great success in the office, and it seems we're all trying now to get a grip on these quarantine habits and weight gain. And we take inspiration from our fellow office team members.
Now, there was another interesting statistic that actually made me take notice. According to the Wall Street Journal, one of the nation's largest general veterinary practices surveyed almost 1,000 dog and cat owners, of which 42% that their pets had also gained weight during quarantine. Now, I do know that in this quarantine, even my dog walking and exercise habits changed. We spent an awful lot more time snuggled up on the couch watching a movie than we did actually out and about walking.
Wow. Even our furry friends gained weight. It's no surprise. We're stressed. And what is easier to do while stressed than grab something fast and easy, which isn't always healthy? This pandemic has even prompted us to really look at some of our monthly wellness blogs and focus on some topics very relevant to today's thoughts and feelings. Did you know we had a wellness blog? We do. Every month we release a new blog post or article for our clients and newsletter subscribers, focusing on one topic that applies to our lives. This year, some of our pandemic choices have been exhaustion, mental health awareness, fitness, sleep health, stress management, and anxiety, to name a few. All of our wellness blogs are archived and available to read on demand on our website, connectandsimplify.com, under the Education Resources tab.
On the website, eatthis.com, their article on 7 ways to keep a positive dieting mindset during quarantine really did hit home. The biggest takeaway that I had was, and I quote, "You can't get anywhere with healthy eating unless you're kind to yourself," end quote. They talk about the fact that things are stressful enough, you need to be kind to yourself. Another one of their points was that healthy doesn't necessarily mean skinny. It's all about feeling good and being comfortable in your own skin. Sometimes that's easier said than done, but any positive changes are good.
Some of us have been stuck at home, some socially distanced in the office, some in hybrid mixes of office and home. We've been in too many Zoom meetings in our pajama pants, and we spent a winter cooped up indoors. Summer is coming. Now, I know I've talked about my music and playing some great 80s rock at some of the local bars and breweries, and I've noticed that people are so happy to be out of the house, listening to music, and enjoying some beautiful early spring weather. Summer is coming, and it's time to think about getting back to some form of pre-pandemic life. We're definitely seeing signs that it's coming.
If you'd like to read any of the wellness articles that we mentioned earlier, please visit our education library on connectandsimplify.com. We also have our wellness blogs out there, our HR webinars, our podcast archives, and some pretty great articles to help with all elements of your business with our Human Capital Management System library. So get outside and walk your animals, get some fresh air in your lungs, and enjoy the spring. Summer is coming. And be kind to yourself.
Thanks for listening. Be well. Inside Connect and Simplify is sponsored by The Benefit Companies and our trademarked human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify. Connect and Simplify integrates payroll, time labor management, human resources, retirement plans, and employee benefits in one single sign-on cloud-based platform. We help you manage your workforce from hire to retire. Go to connectandsimplify.com to learn more about our products and services, our educational resources, and our relationship with UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. UKG is our technology partner who gives us the best-in-class, state-of-the-art technology so we can give our clients the best solutions for their company. Again, that is connectandsimplify.com. Thanks for listening.